The six men accused of plotting to kill U.S. soldiers at the Fort Dix Army base are expected to be arraigned today in New Jersey. Prosecutors describe them as, quote, Islamist extremists inspired by Al-Qaeda. Four of the suspects come from the former Yugoslavia. The arrests have renewed concerns about a growing radicalization of Muslims in the Balkans. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
It's springtime in Pristina, and the street cafes of the Kosovo capital are packed. People sip coffee all day, and some drink alcohol into the night. Over 1.5 million Muslims live in this former Yugoslavian province, but the few women in headscarves and men with long beards stand out in the strolling crowds. Petrit Hoca, a restaurant owner, doesn't like seeing them.
It's very bad. It's not local culture. It's coming from outside, from Muslim country.
During the wars in the 1990s that broke up Yugoslavia, Muslim Mujahideen fighters arrived from abroad. Islamic charities based in the Mideast came with humanitarian aid. Here in Kosovo, officials say these groups are continuing to spread radical religion along with aid to the poor, even sometimes paying women to cover their heads. One Islamic publishing company spun off from a charity employs Arksi Murseli, a young man with a long dark beard.
You know, long beard is the practice of the Prophet Muhammad. May peace of Allah be upon him.
Murseli was raised in Kosovo, like many here, as a generally non-practicing Muslim. Now he prays five times a day.
I search for something. You know? I search for the truth. And came a moment that I find emptiness in myself. And for that reason, I read the Quran for the first time. And so I began to live like a Muslim.
Officials in Kosovo have tried to combat radical Islamic ideas using whatever means they can. Aviation authorities denied a landing permit for a Hajj pilgrimage charter flight organized by a suspect group. Some speakers have not been allowed to use public spaces. But some organizations are offering aid, like building community centers and roads. And that makes it tricky to intervene, says Vedat Gashi, the legal advisor to Kosovo's prime minister.
How do you walk that fine line without impeding the freedom associated, freedom of religion, but also the granting of aid or granting of assistance where it's needed?
A handful of incidents around the Balkans have led some analysts to call the area a breeding ground for new terrorists. Earlier this year, Serbian authorities arrested four men in a raid on what police called a militant training camp. In January, a Swedish citizen of Bosnian origin was found guilty of plotting attacks in Sarajevo. But the commander of European peacekeeping troops in Bosnia, Rear Admiral Hans-Joachim Wittauer, is not primarily concerned about attacks. He worries more that radical Islamic ideas could tip the current balance between religion and public life.
We have here a Muslim society that perfectly fits in a European society, which lives a Western style, which follows ideas of democracy, etc. And this way of living your faith could be a blueprint for all the other Islamic communities in the Western world. And therefore, I don't like to have it threatened by radical ideas.
But Bosnia expert Xavier Bugarella says radical ideas remain on the fringe, even as Islam increasingly becomes an element of political organization in the Balkans. What will be crucial in the future, he says, is how Balkan Muslims relate to often very different Muslim communities elsewhere in Europe.
And the way this encounter will influence the definition and the institutionalization of Islam in Europe. It is, in my opinion, the main issue of the next few decades.
He says there will always be individuals around Europe who support terrorism against U.S. targets. But in the Balkans, there's also gratitude for the U.S. political backing of Muslim communities there. Emily Harris, NPR News.